This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Anything you want to discuss here as we launch into the second hour of the program. It is a tech war that apparently has been brewing between internet service providers and some of the tech industry out in Silicon Valley. Johnson's going to tell us more about that coming up here. We also talked about the Bill Cosby case a bit. You're welcome to comment on whatever's on your mind. In fact, just a moment ago, we were talking with a caller who was insisting that if we just talk to the military, maybe we can get them to do something different. And unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way. The people in Washington, D.C., the representatives, as they are called, they don't really represent you. They don't really care what you think. And the military brass, they don't care either. They just take orders and follow them. So we can go to your calls and
they don't
here.
Just take orders and follow them. They suggest plans of attack, and usually their plans don't involve a heck of a lot of peace.
Right, because they would like to have a bigger budget.
They're military guys. Right. They're men with hammers.
Yeah, they'd like to have bigger budgets for more hammers and things like that. So let's go to Straight Razor, which is actually a name we haven't heard from for a while. Straight Razor in Texas, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Glad y'all are still doing well.
Glad you're still there. Go ahead.
So in reference to your last caller and people that believe the way that he does, I'm sure there's a lot more. I spent just shy of a decade trying to change just one portion of the government. And the fruits of that labor were nothing more than being outcast, being fired from multiple departments.
You were a cop, by the way, is what you're referring to.
Yes, sir. And ultimately being completely pushed out of the industry because, there's only so much you can take. And then, you know, the worry about your family and everybody else, because that particular ring can get very dangerous very quickly when you start making the wrong people angry.
Right. Sure. There's only so much they can take, too, right? Like, if you're standing in front of them making these salient and irrefutable points over and over again, at some point or another, you need to shut up or they need to listen to you, and they're not going to listen to you.
Well, the problem is that you're dealing with a machine that has no inclination to change. They hold all of the cards.
Right.
They can kick in your door. They can destroy your family and they can kill you. Legally, they can kill you because they have given them
all they got to say is they were scared for their life. I'm scared for my life. Then they can just blast you away.
Yep. We were there serving a warrant for jaywalking, and the assailant looked terribly threatening, so we decided to fill him full of holes.
Well, it's worse because, now the assailant is a former law enforcement. He's trained.
It's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
And we've worked with him before, and we all know that he's violent. So that's the whole point, is that it's virtually impossible to change a system that has no reason to change.
Right.
The people that are in that system simply reinforce it. So the only recourse I had was to, I got my degree and I changed careers.
So you didn't go into like private guard, security guard work or anything like that, or PI work or anything like that?
No, because when you get into that industry, then you're dealing with a bunch of people who want to be law enforcement.
Yeah. I see.
And there's no money in it either. I mean, it's hard to be. Basically, you have to own your own security company to make the kind of money.
Well, good luck with that, with getting all the licenses.
It's hard.
Good luck with that.
I bet.
It's nearly impossible.
What industry did you end up going with, if you don't mind sharing?
I would say construction.
Okay.
I handle a lot of flooring, commercial type stuff. So.
People always need something built somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for sharing your story. I thought it was entirely relevant. I appreciate the call, Straight Razor. Good to know you're still out there listening to Free Talk Live. He was calling us during the time when he was a police officer.
Sure, he had a little time between calls sometimes. Sometimes he had to hang up and go.
Let's go to Dave Ridley. He is from RidleyReport.com on via Skype. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm sometimes talking about how it's important to stand up for the human rights of your enemies. And I rarely get the chance to do it, at least in a practical, efficient manner. But tonight I have a chance.
All right.
So I would consider Keene State College to be a sort of an enemy institution. It's one of my enemies, having tried to, successfully ejected me from a government meeting. Really,
a public meeting. You were supposed to.
Yeah, public government. Yeah.
You wanted to attend a public meeting, and they confronted you with a security agent who demanded your name, which you're under no obligation to give, from what I can tell. He wasn't a cop.
Yeah, I mean, when at a public meeting do you have to, like, sort of write your name down to go?
Well, no, he had a camera, so therefore the agent wanted to talk to him specifically. They didn't have, like, a list, and they were asking everyone who was coming.
Yeah.
They targeted Dave. Anyway,
cockroaches don't like flashlights.
It was a recent series of videos that you put up showing everything that happened, but go ahead with your thoughts on it.
Technically, they kicked me out from the outskirts of a government meeting. But anyway, apparently, Keene State College has also done something right, at least sort of right.
Okay.
You may have read the article in the Sentinel where a person who was, a professor, they gave an assignment to their class, which I thought was kind of cool, to file a right-to-know request with some authorities. And they did this, filed some right-to-know requests with, I guess it would either be considered right-to-know requests or freedom of information requests. I'm not sure which, but it's probably both.
The same thing. It's right-to-know is a rephrasing of freedom of information. Here in New Hampshire, it's called 91A, which is the section of code that is New Hampshire's freedom of information and or right-to-know act, basically.
So they filed these requests with some of them with the city of Keene, and at least some of these requests were denied. So that was an immediate lesson for the students.
That's a learning
experience. It's probably a good lesson. And
who were taught probably as they were growing up that the government's transparent. They're here to help you.
New Hampshire is actually one of the worst states for transparency.
Is that right? You are the government, kids. Well, if you were the government, you'd be able to look at the pieces of paper you're filing for.
The professor responded by suing the city or taking them to court in some form or fashion on behalf of the students.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already had at least one hearing. And I think something else is about to happen. I'm not sure exactly what, maybe a ruling or whatnot. But, it's good to see.
Okay.
I guess it was a journalism class. And it's good to see a journalism class actually doing some real journalism.
Well, our buddy Vincent is one of the students over there. And he was recently promoted or got hired as the news editor of the Equinox newspaper there, which I believe he's going to start doing that either very soon or in the beginning of the next semester. I'm not sure exactly what the time frame is where he's been brought on board. But when I let him know what happened to you, Dave, he was, mad that he wasn't there to see it happen and document it as well, where you were threatened and that ultimately they called the cops on you. Keene police came there and said, you leave or you'll be arrested for trespass. Since they had asked you to leave, and you were leaving, but you did it in your kind of Dave Ridley style of leaving where you're recording the whole time and backing slowly out of whatever the area is. Of course, they didn't like that, but maybe they didn't know that you've won your court case where the Nashua police arrested you for backing out, and you weren't leaving fast enough for them. So even though you were leaving, according to their order, they wanted you to leave faster, so they arrested you, and you ended up victorious, if I recall correctly.
Interesting, you mentioned the Equinox because this incident happened about 7 feet away from the Equinox office. And the Equinox was operating at the time the students were there running the paper.
I suspect However, Vincent was not there. He recently just got this this promotion. I know he told me he reached out to you via email. Do you recall hearing from him?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And the students that were there that day, they probably didn't know this was happening because I had poked my head in the doorway to inform them that I was running an audio recorder. Mm-hmm. They were talking loudly enough for it to pick them up. So I just wanted to let them know that there was a recorder.
They said, oh, well, why don't you just close the door so you can't hear us, and that'll make it easier for you to do your interviews or something like that. I think that's what they said, and they're nice. And
now, normally you like to work alone, Dave, but you've also pointed out that it is useful to have, in certain many circumstances when activists are doing things, multiple people at sort of multiple vantage points. If you go back, or when you go back to Keene State, will you be alerting Vincent so he can come and record whatever it is that happens next from another vantage point?
I would certainly consider doing that.
I would hope that you would, because that's what he would like to see happen, where he can come there as a member of the student journalism class and back you up the next time you're there. I think it would be very interesting. Dave, thanks for calling tonight. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We're coming up.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in 855-450 free. We'll get back into the tech war that apparently has been brewing between the internet service providers of the United States and Silicon Valley. Johnson's got that story. Also, since we've been talking tech, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Great place to go and get the basics. Learn what Bitcoin is, why it's so important, and why it's so special, and what it what makes it such a game changer. You go to Bitcoin.com to do that. But if you're not so new to Bitcoin, you want to just get the latest news headlines, they've got that too over at news.bitcoin.com on their news site. That's news.bitcoin.com. Perhaps you want to get involved in the somewhat difficult task of Bitcoin mining, not have to actually do the hard work of setting up the mining equipment and doing the programming that you need to do to make
sure be able to do it
works correctly. But you are able to use the pool, the mining pool,
I am.
Over at pool.bitcoin.com.
You should check my totals.
If you want to jump in over there, you can jump into the pool in whichever side you want. You can do Bitcoin Core, you can do Bitcoin Cash. You can do them both, I think.
You're doing it, too.
Bitcoin Cash.
You're doing Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin as am cash. I. And the reason is I kind of feel like this is just conjecture. I have no idea. I wouldn't make a recommendation to my listeners knowing for sure, but I do believe that Bitcoin Cash, once you see the bull run come back, then Bitcoin Cash is going to move significantly against Bitcoin.
So?
I'm not saying it's going to take over Bitcoin or anything like that. I'm talking about a value proposition here, what people will be willing to pay.
So you think it's going to move up to be a higher value against Bitcoin than it currently is, which it's around 10% of a Bitcoin right now?
Yeah, it's 0.095. So, yeah, so. Yeah. 9.5% of a bit, or 9.5 of a Bitcoin.
Right.
Anyway.
Which is about the lowest it's been compared to Bitcoin for the last several months.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so all I'm proposing is that if it moves up to 0.2 Bitcoins, which it has been in the past, you're talking
not for long. It has been, but it has been shot up and then came back down.
Well, but it stayed in between there. This is the lowest it's been in a long time.
Yeah,
and that's the highest it was at one point. Right. I'd have to look farther back to.
Saying you think it's going to solidify its position. Now you have really no reason to believe why that's going to happen, right? It's just you just believe it's going to happen.
That's what I believe. Yeah.
Now there are some possible things you can point to. I mean, you've got companies like BitPay, that's a major merchant services provider that has implemented, and I've seen it now, Bitcoin Cash. So if you go to a BitPay-based website, any site that's using BitPay, unless that site has specifically told BitPay, I don't want payments to be acceptable in Bitcoin Cash, they're automatically having that as an option. Although from what I was told, behind the scenes, BitPay is automatically converting the Bitcoin Cash into Bitcoin Core for their merchants.
They may be doing that, I couldn't say.
So, yeah, I don't know how long that's going to last for or what, but we have seen some advancements for Bitcoin Cash over the last several months, like Coinbase adding Bitcoin Cash, and Coinbase is, of course, probably the largest Bitcoin provider out there. There's also blockchain.info, which has long time been a very, very popular Bitcoin wallet that now has Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash, three of the biggies out there, too. So you might be right, Mark. I don't know. I don't know what this future holds.
Yeah, but Bitcoin Cash was over 0.2 for 3 months in the last...
Was it?
All right. Like 15.
Yeah, I know. I think it shot up to like 0.3 or 0.4 for a short moment. And then
parts of months.
Yeah. So anyway, you want to learn more about Bitcoin, just go to Bitcoin.com.
0.3 or 0.4, it was way back. Yeah.
Just go to Bitcoin.com for that. So you can bring up anything you want back into the tech story, Johnson, that you were sharing with us from Tech Dirt, where whoever's writing this is definitely not a fan of the internet service providers making the claim that they're using their last mile monopolies, which is a way to describe how the internet service providers are the last mile of the internet run, basically. So it's coming to your door. That's the last mile, if you will, service. Claiming that they're a monopoly, and they're certainly protected. They have a protected status, but in most places, there's usually more than one choice for internet. If you're out in the woods, like Mark is,
I disagree with you 100% on that.
Really?
I think that he's
most places. You're saying there's not more than one choice.
More than one choice for broadband internet.
For broadband internet,
and the in most places, the local government has provided the cable company in the area with a monopoly on the lines.
Most
and
places
monopoly
have DSL and cable at a bare minimum.
DSL and cable are not comparable.
I see. Well,
most,
I see.
They're both considered
in
broadband.
In most places, the broadband by the now bastardized government version of that word.
Well,
so if your comparison is between 5 megabits per second down and 100, I'm sorry, one is a broadband option, the other is not.
Okay, it depends on where you are as far as cable as DSL goes, and you can also get bonded pairs. So I've got out in the woods. In the woods. You know where I live.
Right.
I got pigs. Well, I had pigs. They're dead now. But, you know, out there in the woods, I'm getting 25, too. I'm not saying it's great or anything like that, but I can stream.
Right. I mean, I consider broadband to be...
And what are you paying for that?
I don't know. I don't pay the bills.
Okay. He just lives there.
I'm sure it's comparable or higher to what we're paying for 100. So, you know, he's getting one-fourth the service and paying the same or more.
Look, I get what you're saying. You're saying DSL pales in comparison to the cable company's
speeds. In most places. And in most places, an embarrassingly pale comparison.
I agree with you there. And but it's still not dial-up.
It's the fault of local government. I think that the local governments are providing monopolies to these companies, and it's despicable. So I see where this guy's coming in. I don't think it's necessarily blaming the ISPs.
But to be fair, here in little old Keene, New Hampshire, in the middle of the woods, we're out in the western end of New Hampshire. There's nothing here, basically.
Yeah.
We still have a cable modem where you can now have 300 megabits a second downstream.
Right.
You can have 20 megabits upstream. We've got DSL where you can get 20 megabits down and you can get 1 megabit up. Again, it's a fraction of that, but it's still way better than dial-up, and it's way better than satellite. So, you know, DSL isn't the worst of the worst. And there's also fiber options out here as well. There's a government-run fiber. There's also Time Warner, what was Time Warner, now Spectrum-run fiber as well.
Right.
So there's fiber available. And depending on where you are located, it's going to depend on what the cost is to run that fiber out to you.
Right.
It might be if you're right on the line, then, you know, a very low cost install. If you're two streets away, it might be $3,000 to run. $17,000 was what they wanted to run fiber from, like, literally two streets away from this location here at the LRN studios. So, I mean, and then, you know, you put on top of that, there are cell phone networks here, too. So, I mean, there are different ways to receive internet, even out in the middle of the woods in Bum F, New Hampshire.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm not going to say that it's a monopoly, because it's not. I mean, a monopoly is you only have one choice. And we do have more than one choice. But I agree with you, they're crippled choices because of the government involvement and restrictions.
Fair enough. So, continuing here with this... You know, obviously biased article. It says, he goes on to say, as companies like Comcast, NBC Universal, and AT&T, and soon Time Warner, grow and push into the internet ad industry, the ISP lobbying message has been consistent. More regulation for Silicon Valley and virtually no regulation for the broadband industry. Given many of these ISPs are growing natural monopolies, the rules governing them have been and should be notably different and sometimes stronger.
We'll get back into it here, but again, calling them natural monopolies isn't true. If they are monopolies, they're enforced by the government.
They say trying to grow natural monopolies, essentially.
Oh, it says, given many of these ISPs are growing natural monopolies, but either way, they're not natural if they're enforced by the government. Those are government-created monopolies. If they were natural, that would mean they just beat the hell out of their competition in an open marketplace. More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll free, join us here on the radio, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. If not, we'll talk about things we want to talk about, which right now we're discussing the internet service providers trying to get the government to pass laws against their competition, against other tech companies, the Silicon Valley, rather than working together with them to abolish regulations across the board. They're taking the old position of, oh, well, we don't think we should be regulated, but you can regulate those other guys over there. And that's what Johnson's been telling us about here. I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. This is a website that you can go to as a business owner, an entrepreneur, if you're a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you can go and use liberty.menu. You can list your business there, and you can list more than one of them, and it will cost you nothing except for the time it takes you to go through that process. And it's a very easy process. Head on over to liberty.menu and get started on that. You earn points basically based on what you put up and what you contribute to the website. Our very own Daryl W. Perry, I believe, is the number one listing person on the site right now.
He's really taken that on as a task, but I'll say I was lit up there at Liberty.menu yesterday.
Okay, good.
Looking at just sort of the activity, and I'm seeing people trickling in, putting in new organizations, new businesses all the time. It doesn't have to be a Liberty business. Like, we'll come and talk to your plumbing pipes about the ideas of Liberty.
No,
you can fix plumbing pipes. And just list that there. And you could be anywhere.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
But you need to be a libertarian in order to list it. That's all.
Yes. You have to sign up and take the, what is it, basically the old oath from the Libertarian Party. I don't know if they still have it.
Is there an oath in the sign-up? I don't remember that from Liberty.menu.
Yeah, basically you have to say that you don't, that you shouldn't use force or aggression.
Aggressive force.
Yeah, against anyone.
Cool. Liberty.menu. Also, you don't have to be a business owner. You can be a digital content creator. You can be an events promoter. As long as you're a Liberty-minded person, you're welcome there to put up your items onto the map over at Liberty.menu. That's Liberty.menu. And use code FTL if you want to get a special Free Talk Live badge. Now, Johnson, you were telling us about a story from TechCrunch, I believe
Tech
it was.
Dirt.
TechDirt. TechDirt, and do continue. Where were we at with this?
So just to reiterate, he says, he's talking about these, what he believes that the ISPs do have growing natural monopolies, which, yeah, clearly it's not a natural monopoly, even though it is something that is, based on, I guess, land and based on something like that. It's definitely government issued and could certainly be. You could have more than one line running in the given space that these lines occupy easily.
What is it they're looking to do to these Silicon Valley companies?
Well, they're looking to regulate them. And he says the rules governing them have been and should be notably different and sometimes stronger. After all, however bad Facebook is, you can choose not to use them, whereas if you're more than half of America, Comcast is your only option if you're looking for real broadband.
Mm-hmm.
So, what power companies have, this natural monopoly of which we speak are poles. They're poles that are covered in creosote, and
those aren't a natural monopoly. Those poles exist on the government right-of-way that the government allows them to put up and protects them from competition.
It's not a natural monopoly. It's a local government-created monopoly.
Yeah. The natural monopoly of which this individual speaks, right? That's what he's calling a natural monopoly.
Okay, but it's not. Don't use that term because it's not a natural monopoly. If there is such a thing as a natural monopoly, it could only happen in a truly free market where one company was able to just beat the pants off of its competition to the point where the competition was like, we just can't offer a better service. We can't offer a better product. We can't win on anything here. They've got the best service. They're always great to their customers and the lowest prices. We're going out of business. And then to have nobody else choose to get in to compete with them, even though it's an open market and they could, in theory, do so, which, of course, has never really happened in the history of mankind.
Yeah, I was really going to make some points that are pretty similar to that, but thank you for jumping in. I'm glad you feel so passionate. What I'm trying to say is that currently wires are strung from poles, and on those wires are delivered, in the case of electricity, right? And in the case of cable or telephone, information. And those many cases, the companies will rent. Those are forced to in some cases, but we'll rent those same wires out to other companies to deliver electricity or information through those same wires.
That's correct.
So the idea that I can get one of dozens of companies to deliver me electricity along this same natural monopoly that this writer, of which this writer speaks, it seems ridiculous that I couldn't get more than one cable company to deliver through the same wires of which this this author speaks.
You're not quite accurate in what you're saying here. The power companies in New Hampshire, there's a delivery company and then there's the supplier. So the bill is broken down into two different parts. The deliverer is the same company. So, no, you don't have a choice of 12 different deliverers. You have a choice of 12 or whatever the number is, different suppliers to the deliverer, which is a company called Eversource, formerly known as Power Supply of New Hampshire.
Providing electricity is a lot more difficult than providing internet service.
And in the internet service case, you do have a situation with the phone lines. And certainly with the government-provided fiber, where they are sharing those lines with different companies. The cable, I don't believe, is required to share their line.
I don't know how many people get the government-provided fiber that they have here in New Hampshire.
I don't either.
But I know it's not me. I wish it were.
Chris Wade has that.
Well, God bless Chris Wade, because it's not me. And I wish that there was a way that I could figure that out. But, yeah, I'm sure that the cable company could figure out a way to provide its competition access through its same wires down cost and drive up customer service.
Yeah, so as I understand it, the reason that happens in – and I could – please correct me if I'm wrong on this because I'm not an expert in this field. But the reason that happens in the case of phone companies is they were mandated – to allow competition on their own lines.
That's the whole idea of this government-provided monopoly that we're talking about. So the government says, yes, we have a pole. Yes, we understand that not everybody can run a wire on the pole. Mm-hmm. So the people that do get to run wires have to allow some level of some sort of competition that is the most practical sort of competition that they can provide. And in the case of electricity, you can put up solar panels, but that's only relatively new. So they had to... They're trying to provide competition, and it can be done.
They don't even need to do that. They just need to get out of the way and say, okay, you can run a line. That's the reality is that it's not that hard to run these lines. They don't need to have people compete on the same lines. They just need to allow people to go and run the new lines. Well, they won't even allow it.
I would say that you shouldn't be able to run put poles up, frankly. I mean, in this day and age, we have to have telephone poles blocking our views.
We should have conduit that you can just go and open it up.
And if it's underground, then it doesn't go, it doesn't get crashing down. Like, you don't have branches crashing down on the lines and destroying people's connections.
Yes, as a volunteer firefighter, I really wish we didn't. That wasn't about half of my calls during the winter.
Although you would have problems if you had a problem during the winter here in New Hampshire and something, happened to a line, somebody broke a line somewhere.
Underground.
You're going to have a whole big of a problem, big problem.
You can't dig.
Into that line.
Yeah, you can't dig.
How would somebody break a line in the winter?
Who knows?
Yeah.
How do the people break lines running between, continents? Like, happened recently, cutting off all of, West Africa or something like that, this week.
Really? An internet cable got cut?
Yeah, an undersea cable got cut again.
Gosh. Well, mostly people don't run backhoes and things that dig during the winter here in New Hampshire because mostly you just lift the front end of your vehicle up because it won't scoop into the ground because it's frozen.
Well, some people do run those to move the snow, so where they just go too deep or do something stupid.
You don't get into the ground. You just slide them off.
So, Johnson, I agree with you that in most places you probably can't just run a line, run new lines to all the different locations where people would want them. But the claim from the city manager here in Keene, New Hampshire, is that they don't offer a monopoly to the cable company. So in theory, if you wanted to, you should be able to enter into some sort of franchise agreement with the city of Keene in order to run lines. Now, who knows what sort of requirements they're going to place on you, but in theory, anybody with the money to get into that game could do it. The question is it worth it to do it to a town where you don't have more than 10,000 households that could be potential subscribers? I mean, how much kind of a layout do you want to put into this where, you'd have to then jump into this market and compete with the other people that are already present. There's more coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
You created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the internet fighting that is going on between internet service providers and tech companies out in Silicon Valley. We're going to continue that discussion. You're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can join our Discord. Go to discord.lrn.fm. And there is a web version of Discord, so you don't have to use an app. That'll kind of give you a flavor of what it's like. But if you like it, you can always go and join us through their app. And there's different chat rooms there that are open 24 hours a day. Sometimes there's people in there in the middle of the night. Sometimes not. You never know. But generally during the show, there's usually a pretty busy chat room in the Free Talk Live room. There are also other rooms related to other topics like cryptocurrency or gaming and even ForkFest, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. You can go to discord.lrn.fm or download the Discord app for your favorite operating system, Linux, Windows, Mac, Android, iOS devices. And then once you've got the app installed, you create your username and then go to discord.lrn.fm in your web browser, and that'll jump you right into the Discord app and give you access to our server. And that'll allow you to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as some of the hosts of the show who are frequently found in that very same Discord server. So once again, it's discord.lrn.fm. And they even have voice chat channels as well. One of those channels is our Discord on-air call-in line room, which allows you to get on the air with us that way. And it tends to sound better than Skype and certainly sounds better than the phones, which we also have. Our phone number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733, and the Skype is Skype username lrn.fm. So, Johnson, you're telling us about how internet service providers are begging the government to regulate Silicon Valley. Now, do you think this has to do with the fact that many of the Silicon Valley companies were demanding that the government regulate the internet service providers just a few years ago in the form of net neutrality?
Right, exactly.
So this is like the turnaround, right? Turnabout is fair play.
It's definitely back and forth, and they're trying to take advantage where they can.
And that's unfortunate, too, because if everybody would just leave everybody else alone, we'd have fewer regulations across the board. But this constant fighting of trying to sick the government against people you don't like always results in, generally, more regulations just being piled on top of one another. In the case of net neutrality, there was the unusual circumstance of they actually repealed that a couple of years later. That's pretty rare. Normally, it's just keep piling them on.
Well, this author goes on to say, needless to say, the entire justified Facebook and Cambridge Analytica fracas has given ISP lobbyists a wonderful new opportunity to push for bad legislation they'll likely be writing. Former FCC boss turned top cable lobbyist Mike Powell has been beating the regulate Silicon Valley drumbeat for several weeks now, blaming rising social media mindshare for all manner of evils. And I've noticed the arrival of several new AstroTurf groups calling for regulation of Facebook and Google that are tied to co-opted minority organizations with a history of helping AT&T covertly lobby. With Zuckerberg headed to a hearing this week, which happened today, the broadband industry has ramped up its tap dance. This blog post by U.S. Telecom, an AT&T-backed lobbying organization, proclaims that we should look at the same look to the same industry that gave us zombie cookies for examples of exemplary behavior moving forward.
I don't know what a zombie cookie is, but it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's, I guess, something that follows you around for tracking purposes.
Once you leave the website that it came from?
Right, exactly. Mm. Yep.
That's disturbing.
Mm. So it says, and in the search...
This is a quote from U.S. Telecom that you're about to quote.
Yes. Okay. And in the search for privacy best practices, Congress need look no further than America's broadband providers. For over 20 years, Internet service providers, ISPs, have protected their consumers' data with strong pro-consumer policies. ISPs know the success of any digital business depends on earning their customers' trust on privacy.
Well, that sounds awfully nice, but every single one of those ISPs is going to turn over your information in a hot second to any government agency that comes calling with a warrant.
That's I think that sort of the difference with Facebook is if you don't already know that Facebook is an advertising platform and that they're advertising to you, specifically selling your information to advertisers, you're a fool. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you. If you did, this is, oh my God, Facebook is selling my information to advertisers? I mean, who said this that was under the age of 70 this week? I just don't know.
Is that what all the hubbub's about? Is
I guess that's the notion. Facebook is an ad venue. Yeah. It's an ad venue, people. That means they're trying to sell your information.
Right. That's why they kept putting more and more restrictions on you being able to communicate with people, because they want you to be a client as well. They want to turn you, if you've got a page on Facebook and you've gotten a bunch of followers or whatever you call them, likers, on Facebook, then Facebook will let you reach maybe a fraction of 1% of them if you post regularly to the page. Right. But if you want to reach more than that, you've got to pay them for it.
I'd be curious as to how many advertisers I've found that I want to find on Facebook. Like, you know, things that, oh, yeah, I like this, and I want to buy something from this.
So it's probably worth mentioning.
Probably not very many.
It's probably worth mentioning, because I did kind of get that wrong about that following a cookie that follows you around. That's not what a zombie cookie is at all.
All right.
Verizon struck in 2016 a $1.35 million settlement with the FCC over using these zombie cookies. And what they are is actually Verizon was modifying user packets in traffic stealthily without their knowledge and embedding unique identifying information into that traffic.
Oh, no.
So they were just modifying packets, and that was the zombie cookie. Essentially, they were inserting that cookie information into traffic. So stealthfully.
That doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, that's really dishonest. And, you know, I could see why this guy would be anti-ISP with that sort of practices going on.
If so, they all do that, which there's no evidence they do.
Well, not all of them, but there is certainly evidence for hasn't it? But it says, from charging users more for privacy, and he's linking all of these. But, I mean, in one case, one of the links was a story he had written. So he says, from charging users more for privacy to using credit data to provide customers even worse customer service, broadband industry has been a privacy circus for decades, making this U.S. telecom's apparent attempt at comedy. Charter CEO Tom Rutledge this week also joined the festivities by penning a new blog entry proclaiming that Charter really, really wants a new comprehensive privacy law.
Now, Charter is the company that owns Spectrum, the company that gobbled up Time Warner.
Mm-hmm. Says, tomorrow Congress will begin important hearings to examine who is collecting what, how the data is shared and sold, and how best to protect and secure personal data. When much of our lives are increasingly taking place online, as a company with over 95,000 employees that has the privilege of providing internet service to 22.5 million homes across 41 states, we at Charter have an important stake in this conversation. Then he goes on to say, the author, keep in mind, Charter was one of the several major ISPs that lobbied the GOP and Trump administration to kill manifest broadband consumer privacy protections. Before they
Modest broadband.
Oh, modest.
It doesn't surprise me at all that this person doesn't mention what the those protections are. And
there's a link. Kill modest broadband.
But he's called the modest broadband privacy. I don't believe it. Whenever they talk about these regulations, you never know what is lurking in the pages.
Well, usually TechDirt is fairly libertarian, actually. Okay. Not necessarily this author. If this was coming from author Mike Masnick over at TechDirt, I would be much more on the side of this, of the author. I don't necessarily know what the proclivities of this Carl Bode are.
Carl is linking to another one of his articles here in the case of these privacy protections, the supposedly modest ones, which he summarizes to say that these rules would have required ISPs be transparent about what they collect and who they sell it to and provide working opt-out tools. So that's what he's claiming.
I'm a little less than impressed with Carl Bode and his self aggrandizing, self-linking to all of his own articles as though they're evidence of something. But yeah. He goes on to say, before they could take effect last year, those rules crafted after endless examples of bad ISP behavior, simply would have required that ISPs clearly disclose what data is being collected and sold. Sorry, they also would have required ISPs to provide working opt-out tools, and the biggest reason ISPs opposed the rules, they would have required that consumers opt in to the sharing of more sensitive data. Yet, mysteriously, here is Charter now calling for the creation of new privacy regulations.
Which they would probably want to write.
Right.
In case.
Yeah. There's a quote there for, Charter.
Yeah. No means am I saying that Charter is a good guy. I'm not saying any of these people are good guys. Facebook, Google, these are all mega corporations. They all want the government on their side. They want the government to write regulations that favor them over their competition. And it's unfortunate that that's where, that's D.C. That's how it works. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve, the 1913 through lies. you create 9/11. Through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.